that is the incident of Shimon bar Levi in Shechem. Shimon bar Levi killed all the inhabitants of Shechem because of the outrage that was done by Shechem against Dinah. The question arises, Shechem himself was a guilty party, but why did all the inhabitants of Shechem deserve such a severe punishment? It's true that Yaakov was very angry at Shimon the Levi for having killed the inhabitants of Shechem, but how was Shimon and Levi able to do such an apparently outrageous act? Now the Rambam says the reason as to why Shimon and Levi meted out such a severe penalty against the inhabitants of Shechem was because one of the Zion mitzvahs of Menayach is Dinah. And Dinah, according to the Rambam, means that Menayach are mechuyev to be Nishi Zayonim b'sheftim, b'chol plach u'plach, lovim b'shef mitzvah mitzvahseil. Ula'ad v'ratom, u'benayach, she'ovar alachat v'sheva mitzvahseilu yo'o yisad. So there's a chiyuv incumbent upon Menayach to punish any Menayach who is evil at the sheish mitzvah. ומפניזה נבחיירו כל בעלי שכם הריגו, שערי שכם גודל, והם רואו ויודו ולא יבנו. Because שכם ראית דינו, he was נחוי אביסה, and the score of גזל, that also comes within the גזל of מנייח. And they, and the inhabitants of שכם, were able to stop it. They acquiesced, they didn't meet out any punishment against שכם. Consequently, all the inhabitants of Shechem were mechuyevim. And the Neach Nerag Beitechod Udai Neachod Udai Neachod. So even though there was no bad deed, but they themselves, she and the Levi, were the Dayan. Now the Ramban raises the question, if the halacha is that any Ben Neach who fails to apply justice to a criminal who violated the Shev Yitzhak is himself Chayav Mise, then why was Yaakov so outraged? Why was he so angry at Shimon the Levi? He said, Shimon the Levi, even in the Brochet, so he did not fail to reprimand Shimon the Levi so severely, and he said, Shimon the Levi, Achim, Kleif Homos Micheroise, the Atom Hogwish, and that is reference to the Bnei Shechem. On the contrary, Yaakov should have wanted Shimon the Levi, because if they had failed to meet out the punishment against the inhabitants of Shechem, then they themselves would be guilty of the violation of this. And then themselves would be mechuyevim. Consequently, the Ramban says that there is no chiyuv incumbent upon Menayach to meet out the mise that a certain Menayach deserves. True, if a Menayach is either the sheish mitzvah, so it's chayuv mise. But that doesn't mean that the other Menayach are mechuyev to apply justice to administer justice against the criminal. And he mentions in Yerushal that in great need in Israel, if Zion says, I do not want to render any judgment against you, then he is able to the law of the Sigurum Keish. But in Menelach, so Zion can say, true, you are highly certain in it, but I just don't want to be involved. So we see that on the contrary, a Benayach is not Mechuyet to render any judgment. How can the Rambam say, Baal Shechem wa Mechuyet Miche, wa Mechuyet Miche, because they failed to meet out the punishment against Shechem. And as to the reason, as to why Shimon the Levi decided to kill all the inhabitants of Shechem, even though it was not a righteous thing, but they did not commit any Ritziche, because the inhabitants of Shechem were guilty of all kinds of pagan abominations. As the Torah mentions in regard to the Canaanites, so they were guilty of all kinds of abominations. They were certainly the Chuyav Mishe. And Shimon HaLevi were not Chotzchim Chas V'Shalom in killing them. But Yaakov was angry at Shimon HaLevi because it wasn't their business to do it, to meet out the punishment, because there is no chiyuv incumbent upon the Neach to meet out the punishment against the Bnei Achu Yitzchayim. Now, it is obvious that the Rambam will agree that there is no chiyuv incumbent upon the Bnei Achu to kill every other Bnei Achu who is Mechuyavim. For the Rambam mentions the Aroch in Hilchas Nirot, that if a Mechomer is waged by Israel against a certain pagan nation, so then the Jewish people have to demand of the pagan nation that they be Mekabel Zayin Mitzvah Neneach. And if they are Mekabel Zayin Mitzvah Neneach, so then we are not allowed to kill. And the other Rishonim are chilek even on Debi. The other Rishonim hold that the Pirsakotu v'hoyeru chol mat v'avodu chol yitvayit, that even if they are not mikabel zayin mitzvah meneach, so we don't have to be done then. This is what Tehidah says in Al-Zorah. And the Rabbi Shittah is also like that. But even the Rambam, who Shittah is, that Israel is mechuyev to force the Akum to be Mikabel Zayin Mitzvah Neneach, but once they are Mikabel, then there is certainly no deen of killing a Neneach who throughout his lifetime he was addicted to the Zayin, to the violation of the Zayin Mitzvah Neneach. But these deen implies the Aloch, that any Neneach who knows that another Neneach is Chayav Mishe, and if he fails to meet out the punishment, so he himself is Chayav Mishe. So even if the Neneach are Mekabel the Zayin Mitzvah, we are still Mechuyev. We are still Mechuyev to meet out the punishment, because Tshuva is not effective in dealing with Israel, it's certainly not effective in dealing with Neneach, insofar as Chayav Mishe ben Yodam is concerned. Only a Chayav Mishe ben Shemayim, Tshuva can remove, as Gemara says in Makkos, Hayom Krisis. Lately, she wants to chew the Bezin Shalmai Lo Meichle Alein. But Chayom Nise, he wants to chew the Ein Bezin Shalmai Lo Meichle Alein. Now, the Rosh Marambam is the Chesad Mitzurim Hein Aladim. Chayom Nereishin Dayon in Bishesti, Bichol Plach Uplach, Lodin Bishesh Mitzesim, Ulahad Yerasaom. So the Rosh Marambam is Lodin Bishesh Mitzesim, Ulahad Yerasaom. Obviously, in the mitzvah of the name is included not only an obligation to disarm the guilty Neneach after the crime was perpetrated, but is also included a chiyuv to be madirasom, to admonish the people, to deter them from crime before it was committed. Now, in Yidden Yisrael, so there is a mitzvah of Yichayach Yichayach, there is a mitzvah of Tichor. And there is a mitzvah of being down those who are mechuyevim, who be out of Romich Bechor. So that mitzvah of be out of Romich Bechor implies only an obligation that is incumbent upon this and upon Sanhedrin to meet out the punishment that the certain guilty party deserves, is higher. But it does not include an obligation to deter an individual from crime before the crime is perpetrated. In the doom of Zion Mitzvah, so both are included. The obligation of being murderous on before the crime is perpetrated, and the obligation of being done after the crime is perpetrated. Apparently, the essential feature in Mitzvah's deen is to be distinguished from the Mitzvah's deen in Israel. The Mitzvah of deen in Israel of the Alpha Romic Bechor implies only an obligation to meet out a certain punishment. But the Mitzvah of deen implies an obligation that is incumbent upon the Neah to deter the people from crime, from the Sheshnitz. From the Aver of the Sheikh Mitzvah. As the Rambam says, Ula Adir Hasov. Now, the Rashi says in Sanhedrin, Rashi says, in the Sugi of Beliach Muzer Mitzvah Al Kiddush Hashem Eroi, so the Gemara is patient that from Naaman. Because Naaman mentioned before Elisha that he has to bow down together with his master. And Elisha said to him, that he can do that. So from there the Gemara deduces that the Beleach is not Muzer Al Kiddush Hashem. Naaman was a patient. He was Mitabel the Yisrael Rizot. And still Elisha told him that he can do it together with his master when his master kneels down before the idol. So he can kneel down together with his master. So Rashi says, even though we are not Mitzvah and the Mitzvah of Tichochet, in regard to Beleach, because the Torah says, Echiyach, Es HaMisecho, Bodhi, so Beleach is Muzer Al Kiddush Hashem. How could Elisha tell Naaman that he can kneel down together with his master? But then he was able to kneel with his master. So Rashi mentions that there is no Chiv of Tichochet to a Beleach. But here, the Rambam says, Uli Hadir Es Olam, so we Ramakuyah? But the answer is that there is a distinction between the mitzvah of Tichochet, which implies an obligation of preventing the individual from doing the Averes, from becoming a Chetei, and the mitzvah of Din, which essentially implies an obligation that is incumbent upon the Neah to deter the people, not the individual. To deter Ulahadir Esod. Tichoche is not a mitzvah of deterring the people, the rabbi, but of deterring the individual. So that mitzvah of Tichoche applies only to Israel, because of how Israel are in Galadet, because of the concept of Arabic. But as to Meleach, so too, Israel is also mechuyev to deter the people of Meleach, because the name I mentioned in the Yerush here, the Din is one of the mitzvahs that was also mitzvah in law. So Yisrael is mechuyev in Din in respect to the Neach because of the mitzvah of Din that was mitzvah in law. But this mitzvah of Din is a mitzvah of deterring the people, not deterring the individual. So the essential feature of Din is that Meleach are required to deter the people from crime. Now, deterring the people from crime manifests itself in two ways. Either by admonishing the people before crime is perpetrated, impressing upon the people the importance of refraining from the Zionist Meleach, or it also manifests itself by meeting out the punishment against the guilty. Because in the Meleach, in the version of the Meleach, acquiesces in every crime that is perpetrated by Meleach. So then they are not deterring the people. They are encouraging the people to violate the Zionist Meleach. So the fear of meeting out the punishment against the Meleach is higher mitzvah
is not a chiyuv of meeting out. In the Yisroel, the mitzvah of the Atah, or Mitzvah Bechor, is a chiyuv of meeting out. The penalty, it's not because it's not as he returns. And the chiyuv he's saying in the Atah of Yisroel is not as a punishment. It's because of Kapor. That's the whole purpose of onshin in the Torah. Only as a Kapor. Malchus Seder is a Kapor, and Nisar is a Kapor. As the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, that all those that were raped Romans, so they had to be slaughtered. Because the whole purpose of the Nisar was on account of Kapor. On account of Kapor. But Bani Leah, the Chiyuv Nisar Bani Leah is not the first Kapor. The Chiyuv Nisar Bani Leah. That is only as a deterrent. As a deterrent. So the chiyuv to meet out the punishment is not as a punishment itself, but in order to deter the people. The Horaya that the Rambam mentions, Ulaadir et Haor, and then he says, what did he say, Mr. Sir? So the chiyuv Nisa now of Melayach is to be distinguished from the chiyuv Nisa in Israel. Chiyuv Nisa in Israel. So is it because of Kapor? Is it because of Kapor? So that is the Chiyuv Nisa, nothing else. But in Leah, inasmuch as the Chiyuv Nisa is only a deterrent against crime, so the Nisa is only the maximum penalty that the Leah can meet out against one who is in crime. So the Leah is the Chiyuv Nisa, is the Chiyuv Nisa. If he's either on by mitzvah, what does it mean? He's a chuyav mitzvah. But doing does not imply an chiyuv to meet out mitzvah against the Bnei Ach. The chiyuv of doing is to lahadir at all. But if the Beis Din of the Bnei Ach fails to meet out any penalty, then it in effect fails to deter the people from fire, it encourages them into fire. But if the Beis Din of the Bnei Ach meets out some penalty, even though he doesn't meet out the maximum penalty of Nisa. The maximum penalty of Nisa. So then it complies with the Chiyuv Din. The Chiyuv is only to be Nazir at all. And if it's Er HaShor, it is indispensable for the deterrent of crime to meet out Nisa, then the Meleach HaMashiach to meet out will be the maximum penalty of Nisa. But if it is not indispensable for the purpose of deterring the people from crime to meet out this maximum penalty, then they are not required to meet out that means. Now, the Rambam never said, the Rambam never said that there is a chiyuv to meet out this. The Rambam only said that there is a chiyuv to meet out the penalty in order to deter the Meleach from crime. But what penalty do they have to meet out according to the discretion of the Beis Din of the Leah, as it is necessary for the purpose of deterring people from crime? Now, so the Rambam only wants to explain how is it possible that Shimon the Levi killed the inhabitants of Shechem. I mean, that should involve the Nisa of the Kichet. So the Rambam says that Shimon the Levi will not have to show him what's it. Because the inhabitants of Shechem, in that they acquiesced in the crime perpetrated by Shechem, were only Chiyuv Nisa. Mimele, when Shimon the Levi were bound the inhabitants of Shechem, it was not an act of the Kichet. But they were not Mechuyev to meet out the maximum penalty of Nisa. They could have meted out a milder form of punishment. As long as they did something in the direction of deterring the people from crime. Because the essential feature of the mitzvah of Dinim is Adrachot. It's not as the mitzvah of the Atah or Mitzvah Bechor of Dinim Yisrael, where the mitzvah is the meeting out of the punishment, because there it is the fear of Kapor. But here it's not because of Kapor. Here it is because of in order to deter the people from crime. That's why the Rambam says, if Israel wages war against the pagan people, so they have to demand of them that they be Mikabudai Mitzvah. And once they are Mikabudai Mitzvah, they become Kerateshov. And they're not allowed to kill anyone. So the Kerateshov are Mitzvah Achei, even though they are Mitzvah Mitzvah, and the Chiyuv Nisa cannot be removed by Tshuva. Well, the answer is that there is no Chiyuv. To be done, not even a Yahweh is Mechuyev Nisei. A Yisrael is Mechuyev Nisei if he committed the Avere with a Chiyuv, Kabbalah Chiyuv, then there is a Chiyuv. To be done with the punishment. But the Neyach Nizai Mikres, even though he's Mechuyev Nisei, there is no Chiyuv to be done with the punishment. There is a Chiyuv to meet out some punishment, and the Beis Din has the right, has the keyach, to meet out in the maximum penalty. And if they didn't carry out the maximum penalty, even in an ordinary case, they're not possible, because I'm a Chiyuv Nisei. But a Chiyuv, there is only to meet out some punishment in order to deter the people. And Yaakov felt that in order to deter the inhabitants of Shechem, it would have been not to apply my sanctions against them, not to kill them. That's why you were so outraged against Shimon Levi, and he said, Shimon Levi Achrim Melchomos Miserei. That's in connection with Raisha.